السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
The Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, said, Prophethood will remain among you as long as Allah wills. And then, after that, Khilafat ala minhaji nabuwat, Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood will be established. That Khilafat will adhere to the teachings of the Prophet and will not be led by personal desires. It will only further the mission of the Prophet. However, after a period of time, this rightly guided Khilafat will end. And the blessings of the true Khilafat will be seized. A type of monarchy will establish itself in its place, bringing difficulty and hardship to the people. Then an even more oppressive monarchy will emerge. Ultimately, Allah the Almighty's mercy will be incited. And Khilafat ala minhaji nabuwat, Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood will be established once again. We observe in various eras of Islamic history that leaders of Islamic governments declared themselves to be khalifas. Despite this, the majority of Muslims only confer the status of khilafat to the four khalifas after the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and consider their era alone to be of the rightly guided khalifas. That was the era of true guidance being received and imparted by the Khalifas. They administered the affairs of the Muslims in the footsteps of the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, and according to the teachings of the Holy Quran. It was not a nepotistic kingship. Instead, they were bestowed with the mantle of true Khilafat by God by virtue of the community of the Mu'mineen, the true believers. The later Khalifas, however, maintained a monarchical and a Buddhistic Khilafat. And thus the prophecy of the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him, was fulfilled word by word. As the first two parts of the prophecy of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, were fulfilled to the letter, then most certainly the last part of the prophecy of our Master, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, must also come to pass. When the Muslims would succumb to materialism and become corrupted, God, seeing this, who sent the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the Sharia until the end of times, would be incited to show mercy, and he would re-establish Khilafat ala minhaji nabuwat, Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood. We, Ahmadis, firmly believe that in accordance with the prophecy of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, God's mercy was indeed incited, and he conferred it, and fulfilled the words of our master and guide, the Holy Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. God re-established Khilafat ala minhaji nabuwat, Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood, through the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was conferred with the status of Ummati Nabi, that is, a prophet from among the Ummah of the Holy Prophet, and also the status of Khatamul Khulafa, the seal of the Khalifas. This meant that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's Khilafat would be truly re-established by virtue of his true servant, and Khatam al-Khulafa. And so we are most fortunate to witness the glad tiding prophesied by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood. We are a part of the latter-day ones who joined with the earlier people that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained based on the verse of Surah Jum'ah, وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ, and among others from among them who have not yet joined them. We have joined with the one the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said was most dear to him, who would restore the faith that had been lost in the Pleiades. God enabled us to fulfill our duty of conveying the salam of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the promised Messiah and Imam Mahdi. Moreover, with the grace of Allah the Almighty, we, the believers in Khilafat, were enabled to take the bayt, the oath of allegiance, at the hands of the Khilafat established by virtue of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. All of these blessings that have been conferred upon us require every Ahmadi to show gratitude to God the Almighty. It requires every Ahmadi to fulfill their duty to reform their character and state in a manner expected of the followers of the Chosen One of God. Only when we do so will we fulfill the right of the bayt, the oath of allegiance. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was destined to restore the faith that had been lost to the Pleiades and instill it in his followers. every Ahmadi certainly testifies to the fact that the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, fulfilled this. However, his task of rejuvenating the faith was not limited to only his lifetime or a few decades after. Rather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent after mentioning the glad tidings that Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood would be once again established. This inferred that it would remain gloriously established in all its splendor until the Day of Judgment, and the rejuvenated faith would thus be maintained. And so it is the duty of every person who joins the Bayt, the oath of allegiance of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, to infuse this faith in their hearts and then steadfastly maintain it. Every follower must closely attach themselves to the system of Khilafat established after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and become a reflection of the rejuvenated faith. They must spread this faith to the corners of the world and establish Tawheed, the oneness of God. God sent our master and guide, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with the mission to establish Tawheed. And he sent the true servant of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the promised Messiah, with the same task. To complete this mission, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam prophesied the establishment of Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood to remain until the end of times. And this is why the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, after delivering the petrifying news of his impending departure from this world, also gave a glad tiding. He said, "Since it is the Sunnatullah, the practice of the law of God, from time immemorial, that God Almighty shows two manifestations, so that the two false joys of the opponents be put to an end, it is not possible now that God should relinquish his sunnah, his practice or law of old. For it is essential for you to witness the second manifestation also, and its coming is better for you, because it is everlasting, the continuity of which will not end till the Day of Judgment." Thus, for the everlasting continuity of faith, God Almighty established the second manifestation of His might after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. God, the Almighty, does not want the opponents of religion the opportunity to rejoice that religion has once again been wiped off the face of the earth. Nor does God wish for Satan to be allowed to roam around, arrogantly and haughtily. Rather, God wills to obliterate the false joy of the opponents to religion. Thus, God supports the institution of Khilafat established after the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, in order to ensure the continuity of faith. However, for those who claim to be attached to the system of Khilafat, God has made it their duty to be its helpers, so that true faith is permanently upheld in the world. It is their duty to keep their oath of allegiance, their bayt, in view, and to make a determined resolution to safeguard their faith and to illuminate others with it. As the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "Since it is the Sunnatullah, the practice or the law of God, from time immemorial that God Almighty shows two manifestations. So we all know full well that this second manifestation is the institution of Khilafat. Hence, the system of Khilafat and religious progress and victory are significantly interlinked. It is a vital part of the Islamic Sharia. Without Khilafat, it is impossible to attain religious success and triumph. Without Khilafat, there can never be unity in the Jamaat or the community. With the grace of God, every one of us who is attached to Khilafat is thoroughly aware that the continuity of the institution of Khilafat in the community is a part of our religion and faith. This was also known to those who discarded the rejecters of Khilafat after the demise of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I, may Allah be pleased with him. They instead yearned to remain bonded with Khilafat as they realized they would lose all their faith should the institution of Khilafat come to an end. Gratitude be to Allah the Almighty that through the sacrifices and strong faith of those acceptors of Khilafat, today many of us who are from their progeny continue to be blessed with the blessings of the Nizami Khilafat, the system of Khilafat. The one who made the greatest efforts and sacrifices in this respect was Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II, may Allah be pleased with him. His critics leveled a barrage of serious allegations against him. However, I will present before you a glimpse of the state of his heart and his anguish to safeguard the institution of Khilafat in his own words. This is a part of history, and to safeguard ourselves from dissension, it is necessary to cast a glance over our history. This is an important means of giving strength to our faith. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, may Allah be pleased with him, says, I called Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib to a room in the house where Hazrat Khalifatul Masih I passed away. I said to him to not cause dissension in the issue of Khilafat, as to whether there should be a Khilafat at all or not. Rather, we should limit our thoughts to only who should be elected as the Khalifa, one who would preserve the interests of the community and would strive for the progress of Islam. Indeed, one can make reconciliation in those issues where sacrifice is feasible. Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II says, I said to Maulvi Sahib, I can sacrifice my personal emotions and sentiments for your sake. However, I am compelled otherwise in matters of principle. To forsake principles is completely forbidden in any circumstance. This is the difference between you and I. We believe the Khilafah to be a matter of religion and the Khalifa to be an essential part of the religion. You cannot suddenly deem that a person being the Khalifa is wrong when you have just alleviated yourself after the bayt, the oath of allegiance of one Khalifa. Hazrat Musleh Ma'ud meant here that although these others took the bayt of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I, they were now alleviating themselves of attachment to Khilafat after the demise of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I, arguing they no longer needed it. Hazrat Musleh Ma'ud said to them, you pledged allegiance for 6 years, something accepted as permissible for 6 years cannot suddenly become forbidden for the future, and something that Allah the Almighty has ordained can never become impermissible. This is the difference in our position and yours. If you forsake your position, you would be forced to accept the belief you have accepted up until now. That is, the others had taken the bet of Hadrat Khalifatul Masih I. However, if we forsake our position, we would be going against the doctrine of religion and religion itself, which we can never do. Thus, justice dictates that you, that is Mulana Muhammad Ali, should adopt the position you have continued to choose before today. Do not try to compel us to act in contradiction to our principles and religion. And so the only question that remains is who would be best to continue the progress of Islam and the Jamaat. Hadrat Khalifatul Masih II said to Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib, "Whoever you choose to be the Khalifa, we will accept him as the Khalifa." By the grace of God the Almighty, the majority of the Jamaat wanted the Nizam-e-Khilafat, the institution of Khilafat, to be established. The clear instruction of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, was before the community. The meeting continued to drag on, and Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib remained stubborn in his ways. And so people outside started knocking on the door and shouting for a decision to be quickly made and for their bet, the oath of allegiance, to be taken. Hadrat Musleh Maud states that I said to Maulvi Sahib, "Now that I have clarified all your concerns, you should no longer be asking whether or not there should be a Khalifa. Rather, you should now be asking who shall be the next Khalifa." Upon this, Maulvi Sahib stated, "You know full well who will become the Khalifa. That is why you are insisting upon this." Hazrat Musleh Maud states, "I told him that I have no idea who will be the next Khalifa." Hazrat Musleh Maud then said that he would do the bet of whoever Mulana Muhammad Ali Sahib selected himself. In other words, since the supporters of Khilafat listened to him, that is Hazrat Musleh Maud, therefore he, Maulvi Sahib, should not fear opposition that may arise of any kind. However, Maulvi Sahib did not want to comply and so disagreed. Hadar Musleh Maud states, "I said to him," that is Maulvi Sahib, "that you keep thinking ill of me. How can I tear my heart open and show you it? I am willing to offer any sacrifice that I possibly can in this issue." When, after a while, the door was opened and they stepped out, Maulvi Muhammad Hassan Amravi Sahib proposed the name of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, Hazrat Mirza Bashiruddin Mahmud Ahmed, and the community compelled him to take their bet, the oath of allegiance. He resisted and said that he did not even remember the words of the oath, but perhaps it was Maulvi Sahib who said that he will read out the words. Thus, the discord that these people tried to create in the establishment of the second manifestation failed in their efforts, as God Almighty fulfilled the words of His Prophet, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And Khilafat ala Minhaji Nabuwat, Khilafat on the precepts of prophethood, was established for the second time again after the demise of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. In terms of those who were far removed from Khilafat, They were religious and worldly scholars, very knowledgeable, experienced, and affluent. They had control over all the wealth of the Anjuman, the executive body of the community, but despite this, they did not succeed and failed in all their efforts. Not only did Maulvi Sahib Maulana Muhammad Ali Sahib leave Qadian after the election of the second Khalifa, but in fact, those who rejected the Bayt, the allegiance of the Khalifa, continued in their efforts even after to create discord. However, they always failed whenever they tried. Why did they continuously fail? It is because God Almighty had promised to continue the establishment of Nizam-e-Khilafat, the institution of Khilafat. When after experiencing defeat and failure in all their efforts, they were leaving Qadian having taken all the money from the community's treasury. They pointed towards the Talimul Islam school building. They said that 10 years will not pass, but that the Arya and the Christians will have taken control of it. However, see how God Almighty fulfills His promises and the words of His Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with great splendor and glory. God Almighty has not only fulfilled the glad tidings vouchsafed to the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, but continues to do so to this day in a new and splendid fashion on a daily basis. They claim that within 10 years the Arya and the Christians will have taken over, but the works of God have their own glory and grandeur. Ten years passed, and many decades even after that. And it is now 101 years from then. However, Qadian has continued to develop and progress, in spite of such difficult circumstances in which the partition also took place, and the Jamaat had to leave from there, and only a few Darvish were left behind in to live a life of extreme poverty and austerity. There were only a few hundred at the time. But now some of the most modern buildings are being constructed in Qadian. They claimed of one school being taken over, and today tens of millions of rupees is spent on building new schools. And by the grace of God the Almighty, the tabligh, the preaching efforts have become very extensive there. This is not just in Qadian, but the various multi-storied buildings of the Jamaats that are spread across many countries of the world due to the Jamaat's attachment with Khilafat Ahmadiyyat are a testimony of the help and succor of God the Almighty. The message of Islam's beautiful teaching is now being conveyed to every religion in the world. This, in fact, is the support that God Almighty grants to Khilafat Ahmadiyyat, which we are witnessing every day. Germany is also not devoid of these blessings, which God Almighty bestows upon those who firmly attach themselves to Khilafat Ahmadiyyat. A few days ago, two auxiliary organizations of the Germany Jamaat, Ansarullah and Rajna Imailah, together purchased a 5-story building for 1.7 million euros. The treasury, which the opponents left with less than 1 rupee, and they would mockingly say that let us now see how the administration of the Jamaat continues. Yet today, two auxiliary organizations of a Jamaat in a single country, which has attached itself to Khilafat, are able to acquire a spacious 5-story building by spending more than 19 million rupees. Now, if this is not the blessing of God the Almighty and the support for Khilafat-e Ahmadiyyat, then what is it? The central body of those who strayed away from Khilafat has been completely dismantled. The righteous souls from among them back then, and even today from their progeny, who have come to realize the truth, are now joining the Ahmadiyya Muslim community. They are joining those who believe in the Khilafat and are assembling under the flag of Khilafat. Today, the message of Islam is being conveyed through the Nizam of Khilafat, the system of Khilafat. It is the Ahmadiyya Muslim Jamaat that is portraying the beautiful image of Islam at a time when the name of Islam is being defamed. And that is why God the Almighty is establishing the truthfulness of Khilafat-e Ahmadiyyat in the world. Certain accounts are astonishing as to how God Almighty, alongside conveying the message of Ahmadiyyat's truthfulness, is also informing people about his help and succor for Khilafat-e Ahmadiyya. Not only is God Almighty establishing the truth of the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, but he is also showing his help and support for Khilafat to opponents, and thus he opens the hearts of the righteous people. I shall present one or two accounts regarding this. Niger is a country in Africa, and one of our missionaries from there writes, that a training class was held for the new converts, and alongside 10 imams, a village chief also attended. He was asked why he had come instead of the imam, as a class was for the purpose of training imams. He replied that he knew the class was being held for the imams, but one night before, when he informed the imam to attend the class, the imam refused to go. The imam said that the Sunni ulama, the clerics of the town, who are Wahhabis, had told him that Ahmadis are kafir or disbelievers. The chief then said that he was shocked and at the same time disappointed that how could the Ahmadis be kafirs. He said that if they were really kafir, then he would be doubly guilty of being a kafir, because as chief of the village, he was the one who had granted the Ahmadis permission to do tabligh or preach. The chief, therefore, extensively prayed in the night. Azur says that people say that those living in Africa are not very educated, and the chief living in the village may not have been very educated, but he had the fear of God Almighty, and he possessed a righteous soul. So the chief says that he prayed a lot at night and fell asleep while seeking to be guided by God the Almighty, something which many a great scholars are unable to understand. The chief swears by God that in the night he saw in a dream that stars had descended from the heavens into his house, and then the moon following after them. However, despite looking at them from close by, there was no light emitting from them. But then, all of a sudden, a person dressed all in white descended into his house. Upon that person's entrance, the stars and the moon began to shine forth extraordinarily, and the whole house became illuminated. And a thought was emphatically placed in his heart that this person is from the Ahmadis. He stepped forward and asked the person whether he was a missionary or a Khalifa of the Ahmadis, after which he woke up. Later, the missionary showed him some pictures from an album, and he immediately pointed towards my picture and swore by God repeatedly that this was the person he saw in his dream, and his house became bright after he had entered it. Amir Sahib, national president of the community from Gambia, writes that they did tabligh, or preached, in a village called Asar Mumbai. They informed them about the advent of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, and read out the conditions of the Bayt, or the oath of allegiance. The imam of the village and the committee chairman for the development of their village immediately said, "It is the first time that we have heard that the Imam Mahdi has come, since hearing about the prophecy made by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the advent of the Imam Mahdi. And ever since we have heard about the Ahmadiyya Jamaat, we have been intrigued." They then said that it is only the Ahmadis who are the true Muslims, because they have the power of Khilafat, which unites everyone. When they told them about me and showed them my picture, they said that, "We have been seeing this person every day on TV." And after that, all of them, who totaled approximately 350 people, did the Bayt, the Oath of Allegiance, and joined Ahmadiyyat. When they saw the Holy Quran translation into three of the local languages, they said that Ahmadiyyat is the true Islam, as no other sect has been fortunate enough to be able to do this. At the end, they said that, inshallah, God willing, they would remain steadfast to Ahmadiyyat and not detract from it, because this is the true Islam, while other Maulvis or Muslim clerics try to deceive them. In this current tour, during the inauguration of the mosques in Aachen and Hanover, many of the locals, among whom were politicians, businessmen, teachers, and other various learned people, including both men and women, expressed their views and sentiments. One of them said that she has acquaintance with many Ahmadis, and therefore thought she had a significant amount of knowledge about Ahmadiyyat. However, then she said that the impact upon me after listening to the Khalifa is one that I have never had before. Only now have I really understood the true reality of Islam, which has descended upon my heart. Thus, these are the blessings of God the Almighty, which are attached with Khilafat. I am just a humble person, and I am well aware of my condition, and I possess no quality. But God the Almighty has promised to help and support Khilafat, and surely God fulfills His promises. He has always helped and supported Khilafat, and inshallah, God willing, will continue to do so. As the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, said, "This second power is established by God the Almighty, and we have witnessed the manifestation of its support. Therefore, those who are steadfast in their faith will continue to witness signs and the support of God the Almighty. So continue to strengthen your faith. Connect yourselves with Khilafat-e Ahmadiyyat, and pay attention towards fulfilling the right which God the Almighty has promised to those who are blessed with the favor of Khilafat." The blessing and favor of Khilafat was seized at a time when materialism had increased. Now, if Allah the Almighty so wills, He will, inshallah, God willing, continue this favor. However, those who do not fulfill their covenants of giving precedence to all worldly affairs will be deprived of this favor. They will be deprived of this reward if they do not fulfill the conditions which Allah the Almighty has set with the blessings of Khilafat. Allah the Almighty has promised to replace the state of fear with peace through Khilafat. However, this promise is with those who fulfill Allah the Almighty's rights. And the first one is Ya'budunani, that they will worship me. The due right of Allah the Almighty's worship should be fulfilled in order to benefit from this blessing and reward. Safeguard your prayers 5 times a day and pay attention towards offering it in an excellent manner. Then Allah the Almighty said, لا يشركون بشيء. They will not associate anything with me. In this world where man has various priorities, particularly in the well-developed countries where everyone is racing after material gains, some people here give precedence to material things over the commandments of God the Almighty. They adopt false statements and lies in order to gain worldly benefits. This is also a type of shirk, associating partners with God. Therefore, such people cannot truly benefit from Khilafat. In Germany, someone wrote a letter to me stating that he was doing tabligh or preaching to a friend who was convinced by all the arguments and the truthfulness of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him. When this Ahmadi asked his friend to take the bayt, the oath of allegiance, and accept Ahmadiyyat, the friend said, I know a lot of Ahmadis personally who defraud tax money, who lie, and they are also involved in many other wrongful actions. He said, I do not do these things. I pay my due taxes. I pay full money when I drive my taxi. Then how could I join them? For this reason, I am better than them, regardless of the fact that I accept all your beliefs. So although his response is incorrect, and he will be held accountable by not accepting the commandment of Allah the Almighty and his messenger, Allah the Almighty will say to him, once the truth was manifested to you, why did you deny the truth because of some people? Why did you not accept my commandment? However, at the same time, such Ahmadis are committing dual sins because of their wrong attitude. They are being deprived of Allah the Almighty's favors, and they are drifting others away as well. The promised Messiah, peace be upon him, has said about such people that they defame us by attributing themselves to us. Those who defame the name of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, what benefit can they attain from Khilafat? Therefore, there is a need for such people to evaluate themselves. Similarly, I say to the workers and office holders that the blessings in your work or the ability that Allah the Almighty is giving you to serve is only due to your connection with Khilafat. No one can do anything worthwhile while being separated from Khilafat. If someone attributes positive outcomes of their efforts to their worldly knowledge, wisdom, and hard work, then this is wishful thinking. Any work in the name of religion which is performed whilst being separated from Khilafat will not be blessed at all. As I have stated earlier, the people who separated themselves from Khilafat witnessed the outcome and result. Their numbers are decreasing every day. Their unity is diminishing. Their administration is becoming weak. Therefore, it is the love and obedience with Khilafat that receives Allah the Almighty's favors abundantly, and the outcomes are better because this is a system established by Allah the Almighty. For this reason, He has attributed every endeavor to Khilafat for the progress of religion. Therefore, if any office holder has egoistic or boastful thoughts, then he should focus his attention instead towards seeking forgiveness from Allah the Almighty. The knowledge of the scholars, or the wisdom of the wise, or the worldly knowledge and skills of the learned, none of the above are helping in the advancement of the Jamaat. If the religious knowledge of a religious scholar, the wisdom of a wise person, the worldly knowledge of an academic, and the skills of a professional are producing exceptional results in the Jamaat, then it is solely due to the grace of Allah the Almighty and connection with Khilafat. Because due to this connection, Allah the Almighty has promised such results, and that is why He is granting them. There is no doubt that knowledge, wisdom, and skill can be useful for worldly people or worldly affairs. But a Jamaat member must be obedient to Khilafat, particularly in order to achieve the best results in Jamaat work. Similarly, it is the responsibility of the religious scholars to inform those who have accepted the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, the new converts, the youth and the children, who do not have an understanding of the true connection with Khilafat about the above mentioned things. Similarly, the office holders are also responsible. There are some office holders who are elected, but they do not know anything about the religion. They consider the office as a worldly position. When some people say to me that they have such and such office in the Jamaat, I always tell them that do not say that it is an office, say it is a service. If God the Almighty has granted an opportunity to serve the faith, then you should increase your religious knowledge, sincerity, loyalty, righteousness, and your connection to Khilafat. There are such office holders who try very hard to focus the attention of others to themselves, that we are office holders. However, they think that they have fulfilled their obligation towards Khilafat by celebrating Khilafat Day once a year. I had stated before, while giving reference to Hadhrat Musleh Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, that the importance of connection with Khilafat is not being emphasized in the Jamaat as much as it should be. Now, after my instructions, speeches are being delivered in gatherings. However, there is a dire need to instill the importance of listening to and acting upon the words of the Khalifa. Strengthen your connection with Khilafat. Those who understand this fact they notice exceptional transformation in their conditions. Recently, more than 100 Khuddam from Canada and more than 200 Khuddam from the USA of different age groups visited me here in London. Amongst them were some who had recently taken the oath of allegiance. They stayed here for 3 days, after which their impressions were completely transformed. They were demonstrating amazing levels of sincerity and faithfulness. Hearing about this and witnessing this is astonishing. They expressed these things, and they expressed the transformation in their conditions after they returned home. They pledged that we will be punctual in prayers. They pledged that we will keep a consistent connection with the Jamaat, and they pledged that we will further strengthen our connection with Khilafat. Before their visit, neither were they informed about the connection with Khilafat, nor had they experienced it. There is no doubt that personal meetings procures a mutual connection and love in a unique manner. However, faith of the people can be strengthened and reignited if the scholars and the office holders narrate the importance of Khilafat by sharing incidents with the Jamaat members occasionally. Under the banner of being representatives of the Khalifa, office holders desire to lay down their importance. They would say, "I am the representative of Khilafat." Men, Lajna presidents, and other office holders are all included amongst them. But they have not instilled the importance of connection with Khilafat in their minds as they should. The importance of such office holders would increase if they try to strengthen the connection with an importance of Khilafat. Hence, this is the responsibility of the ulama, the scholars. Everyone is included in this, whether they are missionaries, office holders, or religious scholars. They should become the helping hands of support and aid for the Khalifa of the time. Their actions should be in accordance to the instructions of the Khalifa of the time, and they should advise others to do the same. The concept that it is sufficient to advise only once is false. This advice and the expression of the relationship with Khilafat should be reiterated again and again. In this reference, Hadhrat Musleh Maud gave a very important advice to missionaries and scholars in a Friday sermon. Hadhrat Musleh Maud said, "Every believer who has pain for the faith and is sincere for the movement and who desires that the movement of God the Almighty should remain established and famous worldwide, and Islam attains the same honor that it had at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Islam attains the same honor that it had at the time of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And for this purpose, efforts of the promised Messiah, peace be upon him, should not go in vain. Then it is his duty to cooperate with the Khalifa in this work day and night, so that the Jamaat can be reformed intellectually also. When the Khalifa says something to the Jamaat in order to reform it, it is the responsibility of such people to receive these instructions with open arms. Like those people who spread their arms open on wedding occasions to receive drive dates and sweets according to the customs of some places, and repeat these instructions to Jamaat members again and again and again, so that the most dull person also understands it, and he is able to find the path to tread on the faith correctly. May Allah the Almighty enable the Jamaat members, the ulama, the scholars, and also office holders to not only listen to the instructions from Khilafat, rather to act upon it. Do not consider yourselves amongst those who fulfill their responsibilities after mere expressions of loyalty or exchanging greetings on this Khilafat Day. May Allah the Almighty enable us to safeguard the favor of Khilafat according to His will.
Alhamdulillah, na'maduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nasta'khfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ